Lewis, L-U-I-S, Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S, chief complaint, cough, number one. Number two, congestion. Number three, earache. Number four, dizziness. Number five, muscle ache. Number six, I feel like somebody's beating me up in my legs and arms. Next number is leg pain. Next one is arm pain. This is a healthy 28-year-old gentleman who works at Whole Foods here in town. Patient had a bout of ear infection last week, was treated with Z-Pak and cortisporin otic suspension. A few days after that, he started with high fever, did a COVID test at home, which was negative. Then he started having nausea, some vomiting, abdominal discomfort, leg pain, arm pain, palpitations, and severe dizziness, period. In the paragraph, he comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms, medication. He just finished the Z-Pak and a Medrol and a cortisporin otic suspension, surgery none, medical problems none, social doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, he's married, has no children, allergy none, immunization, COVID immunization is up to date, review of system as above, 158 pounds, he's lost about 5 pounds, 98%, 98.1, 1677, 140 over 88, heart positive, some positive to nuclear topics, lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft, TMs, red, posterior pharynx is red, anterior lymphadenopathy, noted in logical non-focal, skin shows in the rash, lower extremity shows muscle pain in the lower extremity and upper extremity, but with minimal swelling. Assessment, number one, otitis media, the ear infection that was noted earlier is now much better. Next number may stop the cortisporin. Next number already done with his Z-Pak. Next number, as far as his arm and leg pain is concerned, we're ruled out DVT. No sign of DVT was noted. Next number, as far as abdominal pain, nausea, and vomiting is concerned, we looked at his gallbladder, which was within normal limits, kidney, liver, within normal limits. Next number, urinalysis was negative. Next number, with evidence of cough, he had a chest x-ray done, looked for pneumonia. No evidence of pneumonia was found. Next number, no evidence of interstitial disease was found. Next number, strep test negative. Next number, flu test negative. Next number, flu A and B negative. Next number is COVID test negative. Next number is urinalysis negative. Next number is carotid ultrasound is negative, which was done in face of dizziness. Next number is copious anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted with a history of ear infection. Next number, echocardiogram, which was done for palpitation and ectopic beats showed normal LV, normal RV, and no evidence of valvular disturbance. Next number, he was treated with Lecithin now. 8 gram now. Next number is Decadron, 8 milligram now. Next number, she was given Polyvent DM, P-O-L-Y-V-E-N-T-D-M, to take 2 tablets twice a day. Next number is lots of liquid. Next number, chest x-ray, as I mentioned, was negative, which was discussed with patient. Next number is to come back in 3 days. Next number, if symptoms worsen or if he has any other issues regarding leg pain, arm pain, abdominal pain, or nausea and vomiting, to go to the emergency room right away. Thank you.